This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back. Our guest we're talking to, James McCanny, jmccsci.com. jmccsci.com is his website. World-renowned for his scientific mind and on so many subjects. Always a pleasure talking to him. We're talking about the elections and what the apparent fraud that's being set up that has been used in the past. James, why don't you just briefly take us through like a precinct, a county, or whatever. When you get information, break down like a single county. How do you take that county and then you come up with conclusions that, hey, there is a lot of fraud there? How do you figure that out?
Well, we know that from the Jill Stein recount. We have actual numbers. And so if you look at my white paper, the regression analysis, it's the same analysis you do. Say you're measuring a bolt in a factory. You're making 10,000 bolts. Well, they learned this in World War II. You don't have to measure every bolt to see if they're within tolerance. You take a sampling of the bolts. And so the Jill Stein recount was a very good sampling. And so when you extend that across the 50 states and look at the areas, the other thing you do is, for example, look across county lines or precinct lines. That Trump won 93-8 or 7% in a precinct right outside of Las Vegas. And when you get right into downtown Las Vegas, Hillary Clinton won like 93-7. You know, this is impossible. These kind of transitions, you know, it's not like you cross a street and everybody voted here for one person and you cross the street the other way and everybody voted the other way. And then we find that the states that carried, that were Minnesota, almost Wisconsin, almost Michigan, almost Pennsylvania, other states like Las Vegas and Nevada carried that entire state. Denver, Colorado carried Colorado. So you have a single city that carries the entire state. And to imagine that there's, when you cross that magical line, that there's such a tremendous number. And then there were other disparities that if you took the total number of votes that she claims she won by, they would have to come from certain places where she won. And there's only, of the 3,057 counties, she only won 57 counties. So those 17 million votes would have had to come from those counties, which gives you a huge number difference in those counties, and it wasn't there. So, you know, the numbers don't add up. I mean, when you take down the real numbers from the election, as I said, this is actual mathematical analysis. When you look at the real numbers from the election, they don't add up. And so, so when you go to the, to answer your question, when you go to the precinct level, there was vast cheating at the precinct level where they simply wrote down other numbers. And that's the easiest place to do it. It's the place where it's hardest to track because you are assuming that those people are honest and they're not. On a wide scale.
I've heard so many stories just like my uncle's friend Bob. Okay, not quite like that where they actually drew a gun. I did not hear that. But I've heard so many other stories where people say, yeah, I saw this. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, yeah. And it's like you're so isolated and apart and compartmentalized, you think, oh, well, what can I do? It's not a big deal. It's just one thing. But then you multiply that times thousands and thousands of precincts, and now you get a situation where it's 17 million votes. That's basically what you're saying, correct?
Yeah, and it was in 10 centers. Yeah, I could name them off. She got 1.4 million extra votes out of Chicago. Chicago, not Illinois, Chicago. And so when you see the states that were carried, like California, Illinois, and I think it was possibly Massachusetts, and the numbers simply don't add up. And if you look in rural America and small town America, Trump won by usually 85 to 90%. of the vote. And anyway, it's the only thing that saved it was the Electoral College, and that's why it was put there, so that New York and Los Angeles didn't always decide who the president was. That's why the Electoral College there. Or if you can stuff the ballot box in one location, you can swing an election. And so that's what that's why Trump won, is because he knew how to win the electoral vote.
Let me ask you about, now you've kind of said it, but let's be specific. With the races that are coming up, what are the states, the few states that we need to absolutely look at? And then two, as we hear people talking, or maybe on election day or what have you, what are some signs or some bells that should go off when we hear XYZ? Boom. Oh, wow, I should start looking there.
Well, the whole country. There's not a place.
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Jeez Louise, James.
There's so many seats up for grabs. And like I say, a lot of the old-time Republicans have left office because, you know, they're walking away with their winning. Because it's not happening. Lobbyists are way down in Washington. So, at any rate, it's everywhere. It's every place, and so you have to be aware of your local issues. But California is a huge, I mean, and you have some of the big hitters that could go down, like Maxine Waters, that's been there forever, or Nancy Pelosi. Some of these people are in jeopardy of bumped out.
What can we do to overcome this, James? I mean, this is pretty depressing here.
Well, people have to get out and vote in such numbers. Unfortunately, Trump set up a panel to go investigate voter fraud. They didn't do anything. They didn't look at my study, which was before them. These are people that, you know, in so many cases, real investigation have not occurred. If you sent me out, I would have known exactly where to go to find the cheating votes. I would have exactly where to go. This was not difficult to do, and they found nothing. And the way to cure it is to have bipartisan counting in these precincts, but they don't have it. So it's important to that's one of the biggest ways to prevent cheating, is to have bipartisan counting at the precinct level. And it's not happening.
Well, we got several other subjects. So let me reiterate here. So if we landslide the ballots, they're cheating, just their algorithms, what have you, they just can't overcome it.
Correct. Yeah.
And that's basically what happened with Trump's election. America landslided the syndicate here.
Yeah. They voted in such vast numbers that the level of cheating, he simply beat it. You know.
Wow.
And that's.
Does that surprise you? Is that amazing to you? You know, you look at this harder than just about anybody. Was that amazing to you?
Yeah. Yeah. It's for the American population to come out in such numbers that they could beat that level of cheating. You know, and you look at the odds when he was against, you know, in 17 candidates for the Republican Party, and one by one, you know, he stomped them and moved them out of the way, and then had to face the Clinton-Bush. Remember that it was the Bush family behind Hillary in all of their power, and the Republican Party that was pushing for Hillary. For him to upset that apple cart was, beyond Herculean.
Wow.
In the political sense.
Well, let's get to Syria real quick. Obviously, something's going, or at least Syria claims something's going on, that America used white phosphorus powder dumped on the Syrian people. They're going back and forth. He said, she said, we claimed that Assad did. I mean, who knows what the truth is. What's going on in Syria here? This is interesting.
Well, the latest report that I saw was a few hours ago that America is denying that it did anything. They're on ready alert there. They have not done any flights. They have not done any bombing. But American-made airplanes are bombing, are dumping white phosphorus, which the U.S. does not even use. So somebody with American planes is dumping white phosphorus bombs, and that's being observed. So take it from there. Who's doing that?
Well, there's very few places that there are very few countries that have American planes. One of them. We don't want to accuse people, but one of them might be our good old friends Israel, right?
Well, they
might be Saudi Arabia.
We don't know, and I'm not going to say anything lest I be called a whatever. But that's what's going on.
A logical person? What do you mean? Somebody that can add 1 + 1? Called what? Logical?
Yeah, but who benefits from Syria having problems with Russia and the United States? You know, and I can imagine that Putin and Trump are on the phone together, and that's why the United States probably has not done anything, because we're trying to sort this out, you know, as to who is actually doing this. But somebody is trying to cause problems there, and we've seen this before, and we know who flew the American planes in before dropping bombs on Syria. So, you know, unmarked American-built airplanes. So I don't have an answer other than that's the situation. The U.S. denies it. They don't have white phosphorus bombs. Russia is denying it also. Someone is in there trying to stir up the pot.
Well, join the club. I mean, it's become a diluted enigma wrapped inside a riddle, as Joe Pesci said in that movie. Well, tomorrow's 9/11. Let's transition. We got the break coming up. Tomorrow is September 11th, 2018. What's that, 17 years? 17 years since that day. It's one of those kind of that Kennedy moment, Kennedy assassination moment for our generation. Let's get into 9/11 a little bit. Thoughts that you have now, 17 years later, what comes to your mind when you think of 9/11? Also, Mars. Trump talks about, hey, you ready to go to Mars? Who wants to go to Mars? Raise your hand. Who wants to go? Let's go. We're all going to get on a bus and go to Mars, apparently, James. And what do you think about that? We'll find out on the other side. And Solyndra. Obama, like you said, very unusual. He's on the campaign trail, stumping. And does Solyndra have anything to do with that? Solyndra. Who is Solyndra? What possibly could this have to do with anything? We'll find out on the other side. And maybe whatever else we decide to talk about. It's good to be with you, James. JMCCSCI.com is the website. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I talked to James during the break. Yes, James.
I got to run here.
Okay, James. God bless you. James has to go, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Godspeed, man. We'll talk to you soon on the other side. See ya. James McKinney had to go all of a sudden. He had a kind of emergency. He talked to me during the break, so he had to run. And well, we were going to talk about 9/11. That's okay. We got some other guests tomorrow, what have you. If you want to call in, talk about anything, we got some time. I'm going to go back over the news and kind of the news stories and what have you. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933 is the phone line. And just let me know if somebody's on the line. Let me know in my ear, okay? Board up there. Just let me know. All right, let me get to the news here. Give me one second. Let me call up the news page. So we had news, and you can go on our site, thepowerhour.com. Of course, you can look at all the different news stories. You can take our shows, our broadcasts. Catherine is taking out the commercials from any of them, so they're up there. You can click. You can share them. Obviously, we don't have a YouTube channel. We're getting on Real Video. Got some videos going up on them, so you can share those also. If you don't share them, they're not, I mean, our YouTube channel's dead. They killed it. They killed it. So they thought that we were incorrigible, I guess. I guess that's what they thought. You know what the most, you know, going with what we talked about at the beginning, the Trading with the Enemies Act, and this in this dual lane, in this competing lane, a parallel lane of construction that's been going on by the syndicate. We talk about corporations all the time. Do you know what the most evil thing I've heard by a, you know, a mainstream politician, at least that I've said on record in public, the most evil thing I've ever heard, at least that I can remember, was said by Mitt Romney, I think it's the 2012 election, the campaign. He said, corporations are people too. And you think, oh, what's so evil about that? Just everything. That's all. Corporations are people, too. What have we been talking about, this parallel world, this corporate world, corporate United States versus organic, the real, de jure, United States of America? If they can turn you in 1871, then 1913, you get a social security number, they're turning you into a straw man. They're turning you into a corporation. And what he's saying, well, corporations are people too. YouTube's a person too. You know, now you've also heard the Yangtze River in China, it's a person too, or whatever, you know. These rivers are people. They have rights. They can go to court. You see? They're not raising the rivers. They're not raising the corporations. They're lowering you. And you think, well, you know, we get emails about that we talk about religious stuff too much. It's not, this isn't a religion that I'm talking about. This is politics. You see, politics is encroaching on the world of spirituality because they want to characterize socialism, characterize you as a cog in the wheel of the great state where the truth, you know, Goebbels, truth is the mortal enemy of the state. The state. J. Reuben Clark, in the, I can't remember what year, but he was a very famous U.S. attorney in the 30s, 40s. Socialism cannot exist, statism cannot exist with any religion, Christianity or other, that acknowledges the existence of a creator. And you say, well, you're getting too religious on me. I'm not getting religious. These politicians are getting religious. And they're trying to, they're teaching a religion. You know, people talk about school. Well, I don't want religion taught in school. Okay, well, you do or you don't, whatever, but a religion is taught. It's called secular humanism. You think, well, that's not religion. That's the opposite. Really? Are you for real? Are you that foolish? Are you that ignorant? I mean, how do I have to, how can I explain it to you? I don't understand. So, think about Mitt Romney. Corporations are people, too. So, they take secular humanists, that you're just a humanist, just the five senses, what you can see. Remember the realm, right? The five senses keep you in the box of the five senses, only what you can see, and they control all the inputs to the five senses, hearing, smell, you know, all the media, what have you, and keep inputting things, subliminal messages, the sickness, everything, and then all you see is this illusion that's put in front of you. That's a Luciferian world that's being built. Socialism is Luciferianism in disguise. What did Lucifer do in the Garden of Eden? You'll not die. You'll be as the gods, knowing good from evil. I'll take the responsibility. Socialism says, I know better than you. I know better than your better instincts. I know better than people how to live their lives. So I'm smarter, so give me the power. I will take the responsibility, and I will control your life. Then you're a corporation to the state, a creation, a created being of what? The state. That is a religion, ladies and gentlemen. It's called secular humanism. They teach religion at school. Stay tuned. News on the other side and any of your calls.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held a daily press briefing. Huckabee Sanders was asked about a possible meeting between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
The primary purpose of the letter was to request and look to schedule another meeting with the president, which we are open to and are already in the process of coordinating that. The recent parade in North Korea, for once, was not about their nuclear arsenal. The president has achieved tremendous success with his policies so far, and this letter was further evidence of progress in that relationship.
A Dallas grand jury is looking into whether more serious charges than manslaughter should be filed against the Dallas police officer who shot her neighbor when she entered the wrong apartment on accident. Your final numbers on Wall Street for this Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial was down 59 points to close the day at 25,857. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By law, by action, by any metric you want to use, who is the enemy in the United States that the War Powers Trading with the Enemy Act was used against? Can anybody give any other answer, any other conclusion that the American people who owned gold? The American people who had independent gold in competition with the Federal Reserve System that was growing were the enemy of the corporate United States that had grown out of the real interstate, the real highway, into this parallel universe, this parallel road of construction that the syndicate created and then pushed all the energy over to. What else is there? It's right there in front of you. It's plain as the nose on your face. I read you the quote-unquote law, the statutes, the justification that they used. In 76, then Congress took the power to themselves. In 77, the Department of Defense got the following authorization. Quote, the Secretary of Defense may conduct tests and experiments involving the use of chemical and biological agents on civilian populations within the United States. That's Public Law 95-7, Title 8, Section 808, July 30th, 1977. There you go. That's the statute that Joyce really uncovered for all the world. Don't you start to see this all come together? And Mitt Romney, corporations are people too. Corporations are people subject to the state, created by the state. See, you're people subject to the state, created by the state. Your right, you see, your body, your straw man, your right, your privileges are granted by the state. Do you see? The Creator, God gave you your rights in the Declaration of Independence. In this new world, this new paradigm, who gives you your quote-unquote rights? It's not rights, it's privileges. Rights are turned into privileges. Who gives you the privileges? The state does. The state cannot exist. The state that is growing, the state that the syndicate wants to create, the socialist hellhole that they want to state. These are all historical facts. These are all, you can go back and all those, even the socialist people, this is what they tell you. Karl Marx, all of them, I can't even remember the one, the big socialist candidate in the 40s in America. He told you the plan. America will never accept socialism. We'll go one spoonful at a time until the whole thing's socialism. They won't even know it. Khrushchev said the same thing. We're not going to get America to accept socialism. We're going to get them down this other road and just push them, keep pushing. That's what's happened. Don't you see? You're an enemy on your own land and your own endowment. What do they want? What's the object of their desire? Well, on a physical plane, they want your gold. They want your land. They want your resources. They want your will. On a spiritual level, even going higher, they want your affection. They want your adoration. They want your worship. How do you think Lucifer wants the one world government, the Bible, the Book of Revelations? People say, oh, that's hogwash. Two people are fighting this. One, you think, well, I'm not religious at all. I'm not Christian. This is a bunch of Christian hogwash. Okay, I get that. And to a large degree, the Christian church, let's just admit, we deserve, the Christian church deserves a lot of criticism. Two, you got the Christians who think, well, you know, Jesus will just come and get us out of here and this is going to be no problem in the rapture and everything's fine. You see how ridiculous it is? So it's everybody's like, this doesn't even exist. This is it. What else is there? I'm supposed to be talking about the news and I keep talking about this. I didn't even promote the Power Mall. I'm really perplexed. And it's difficult. Joyce had the ability, you know, she used to tell me because I could get upset, you know, like why, you know, Jeff Sessions, my God, what are you doing? And she's tell me when, Daniel, when you're reporting the news, when we talk about the news, just think of it, it's what is. Don't get, it's not good, it's not bad, don't get emotional about it. Just, this is what is, just report it. Well, that works for Joyce. Joyce is good at it. Joyce is real good at it. I try to do that to some extent, and then people can make up their own mind. There's a lot of things in this world I don't know anything about, and I'm amateurish about and what have you. There's certain things, and this right here, what I'm telling you, and the ripping of the constitutionality off this country, the taking of your inheritance, the spiritual warfare that's in front of you, the esoteric ideas that we discuss that turn into physical realities and why things the way they are. I really am. I don't know why. My grandparents, my parents, the experiences I've been through, what have you. I understand it. This is what I do understand. Socialism, and there's a lot of people, at least you, they probably don't listen anymore. I don't know. I hope you do. I hope you can hear this and be open to these ideas. They are well-meaning. See, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And so Lucifer uses good intentions and your goodwill and your good nature to try to get his objective, Lucifer's objective. And then Lucifer uses power and money. What did he offer Jesus when he brought Jesus to the top of the temple? He says, all these things of the world, the power, the glory, the what have you, fame, fortune, I'll give it all to you if you but worship me. If you worship this control grid, if you worship this, the will, human will, human's desire for power, human's desire for gain, for more, for to take it all, to take. It's a zero-sum game. And that somebody has to lose for me to win. That I have to take for me to be successful, I have to make somebody else be failure. And Lucifer offered to Jesus there on the temple, Satan offered to Jesus, I'll give you this all to you if you just worship me. Worship me meaning what? Worship his own will. Worship the will of man's will. And the power, or the lust for power, not love. And socialism, in all its variations, at the core, and it's well-meaning. A lot of well-meaning people think they can tell me and take from me to do things how they want them done. You tell me if that's not Lucifer's plan. Where God gave everybody freedom, gave everybody agency, gave everybody rights. That's what we believe in America, isn't it? We're endowed with unalienable rights. You can't touch them. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. So the Creator gave us all these things. The Creator gave them to us. Natural law gave them to us. Whether you believe in God, don't believe God, or religious, not really, natural law, just logic, gives you all these things. You know, it's like, well, you need to get a license from the state to have a baby. Really? Did the state give me the ability to have a baby? You see, so who gave me the ability? How did I get the ability to have a baby? See, that's why evolution is so important to socialism. And they used it. You go back and look at the documents of conspiracy, they knew all this. If you can get, conspiratorial documents and find them. They knew all this in the education system, Carnegie documents, taking America away from its capitalistic base and moving into a planned economy. That was done at the Carnegie Foundation in 1934. It says it right in their documents. Charlotte Isherby, she talks about all that. This is what the plan, this is the plan all along, to separate us, unhinge us. So, natural law states that somebody other than the state of whatever, Georgia, Mississippi, Texas, the state of Texas did not give me the ability to have a child. So who or what did? In America, we would say the Creator. By law, by our declaration, we say the Creator gives us these powers. Our natural law would say, well, nature. That's why Adam Locke, people say, well, that was a deist term and that was a Luciferian term. Nature's God, the founding father. No, it wasn't. That was Adam Locke, natural law, going way back. What's his name? Baptiste, the law, the French writer, all these things. Taking it down to the basic root of all this. Who are you? In the different kingdoms? Who are you? Who are you going to be? And Mitt Romney wants to make you a corporation. Well, corporations are people too. So you're just like a corporation. Who controls corporations? Do you see the power? This is everything. This is everything. That document that I've asked you to put on your refrigerator, the effectiveness of that is more important and more valuable than anything in this world. Anything. And I'm saying, I would say like knowledge of the Messiah is kind of otherworldly. So I'd say anything in this world, there's nothing more important. Nothing. Not your life, not my life, not your children's life. Nothing. And these corporations are now all assailing, all aligning. We're going full bore. We're going the whole thing. We're going to make them fall. We're going to take it all. We're going to do it right now. Are you going to let them?
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
One last segment for the day. We got Reverend Redfern coming on tomorrow. We had James Perloff. I don't know. He's got a little sickness going on. I don't know if he's going to be able to come. We may get Scott Bennett. I don't know. It's 9/11 tomorrow. Of course, a very important day. Ladies and gentlemen, this is up to you. You have the power. The one of the two, three most important things I could ever explain to you, why I'm telling you all these things, is because the power so endowed to you by God, if you so, you know, you want to characterize it that way, if you want to characterize it by nature, if you want to characterize it by logic, whatever you, the power is yours. And this syndicate that has been growing for centuries, they need your will to make this happen. well-meaning fools, people who, you know, don't even know what they're doing. They think they're doing something else. Police who think they're honoring and keeping people protected by, you know, issuing SWAT team warrants. You're not, by the way, Mr. Policeman. You're not. Okay? And I know it's difficult, and I know that you, you're probably put in almost near impossible situations. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you are. And I support the police who want to honor the Constitution. Boy, there's not much more honorable than somebody who does that. And I want to thank you. But if you want to be part of the police state and you want to just do your job, quote unquote, you're worthless. You're a menace to society, really. What else are you? And do a little news. Now, if you do want to call in and talk in this last little minutes, we got a few minutes. We'll get you right in. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. A couple news stories. In the UK, I don't know if you saw this, police are telling citizens there to report offensive comments even if they're not hate crimes. Says, in addition to reporting hate crime, please report non-crime hate incidents, which can include things like offensive or insulting comments. So if they were listening to the show, they would have been offended and they would call in and the police would break down my door. See, that's where it goes. Why? Because they're serving the state. The state's interest, the state has the interest that the people don't get offended. Do you see? So then the state takes responsibility for the offense. Therefore, the state takes more and more power. So the person's offended, so instead of them dealing with it or empowering themselves or doing something, the state takes the power, the state takes the responsibility, the state takes all the authority then. That's Luciferianism. That's socialism. The U.S. Second Fleet is reestablished to counter Russian Navy. Of course, we talked about Russia and Syria, what's going on there. Hopefully, we'll have Scott Bennett maybe be able to talk about that. Moscow accuses the United States of using white phosphorus in Syria. Again, same thing. American planes. That doesn't mean it was America. Who else has American planes? James McCanney didn't want to talk about that, which I understand. Use your powers of deduction. Let's see. Who else in the Middle East has American planes? Swedish National Party surges, socialists still dying. The nationalist pro-border big government party known as Sweden Democrats, with further restrictions on immigration as the key plank, made large gains at the expense of the other big government parties, preliminary results show. Nationalism is sweeping, people taking their own control, autonomy, individualism is rising. Now, hopefully it can rise here even more, but at least back to where it was. Wow. Another East German town erupts in protest after a German citizen dies following a brawl with migrants. Isn't that funny? East Germany? They used to be behind the Iron Curtain, and now, see, they understand what's going on. This is change. Remember Yuri Bezmenov, ladies and gentlemen? Yuri Bezmenov, B-E-Z-M-E-N-O-V, Bezmenov, yes, I think that's how he spells the last name, Yuri, Y-U-R-I. You can go, he'll explain to you in 3 hours how you take over a country and you turn it socialist. And then he'll tell you in about 15 seconds what the solution is. I believe in what he's saying. This is the operation that's been going on in America. I'm trying to be part of the solution. He says two things. You must warn the people of the dangers of socialism, and you must immerse the young people especially, but everybody, in patriotic talk, patriotic rhetoric, patriotic, just immerse them in it, and the founding principles of America. That's what he said. He's an expert in this. That's what I'm trying to do here. But, you know, East Germany knows all about this. These migrants, they know exactly what's going on. Hey, they're get out of here. John Bolton, U.S. to desert outright dangerous international criminal court. The hero of Benghazi suspended from Twitter for criticizing Obama, Chris Tonto Pronto. We're going to try to get him on. He questioned about Osama bin Laden if he was killed by Obama. He also countered Obama saying Benghazi was a conspiracy theory. You see how they do, how they lie? And the bigger the lie, the easier it is for people. Then time just goes by and it just becomes a lie. It's like when people said, well, you know, America declared war on its own citizens, and, oh, that's just a theory. Oh, that's just a lie. Is it? Is it? Oh, the Constitution's going to fall under attack. Oh, that's just a conspiracy theory. Is it? Missouri college volleyball team ditches Nike jerseys over the Kaepernick ad. The College of the Ozarks announced earlier this week that they had decided to choose country over company and do away with all athletic uniforms which display the Nike logo. Also, another private college in Point Lookout, Missouri, has stayed true to it. Another one, private college, had done the same thing. Excuse me. Georgia College drops Nike for reprehensible Kaepernick ad. This is interesting. It's interesting to see where this goes and how the corporation is pushing this. Conviction is going to win. It's getting polarized. And the silent majority, if you're sitting at home and you're like, what is this fool just meandering on and on and on about this? What in the world is he droning on about? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know a lot of things. I may not tell it to you the best way, but the subject of what I'm telling you is some of the most absolutely devastating and important information for your life, your family's life, your future generation's life that I could possibly bring you. I know that. I know it like I'm sitting here. Ann Coulter says Trump can build the wall without permission from Congress. So why doesn't he? Why? There's so many perplexing questions like this about Jeff Sessions, about the wall. You know, Daniel Esselon's going to be on later this week. We're going to ask him about, you know, Trump's position here. What exactly is his motive? Is his boat just going in the same direction? Is he one of us? Is he not? What? I think this is important. There's an article by Zero Hedge at thepowerhour.com. New York Times answers 9 questions about anonymous op-ed after Trump demands DOJ investigation. Harley to set up Silicon Valley facility for electric bike development. VW investors seek $11 billion in damages over Dieselgate scandal. Ooh. There's a hurricane it's gaining intensity, and it may hit the southeast United States. Typhoon smashes Japan. Trump is keeping his campaign promise to scale back the size of the EPA. All these or more are at thepowerhour.com, these stories. Thepowerhour.com. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great evening. The good news is the power is yours, and all we got to do is grab it. This nightmare will end like that. This will stop, and this will turn around. All these other things don't matter. They don't. They really don't. The universe is just waiting for you to exercise your power and your dominion. I promise you. See you tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. 9/11 tomorrow. Remember all those fallen people. Never forget.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.